It's 22 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on Monday, the 14th of April. Almost halfway through the month. I can't believe that we are going so fast. We're rushing ahead towards our destiny. Is our destiny? We'll know when we get there.
Our destiny is to have a bold heart.
Good segue, because Monday morning and Sarah Swainson is back in the studio with a bold heart and a great zest for life.
Absolutely.
And with her is a wonderful guest, Anisa, who, is going to talk to us about the wonders, the joys, the benefits of immersion in sensory-deprived environments. Mm-hmm. It's a bit like, I won't make any analogies because I don't know. But Sarah, you've been deprived.
So this is an interesting one. Sorry. So this week I decided, so normally we do the wacky and the weird and we go off on different adventures. But this week I thought, you know, we live in such a technology environment. We're constantly linked to our phones. And actually the stats say that children now will never ever be bored. And so they never just have time to just, because you plug them in. So if you're standing in the line, you look at your phone. So you never have the opportunity to actually be still. You're constantly, your senses are constantly overwhelmed. So I was interested when I found, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the only tank, flotation sensory deprivation tank in KZN. So I'll explain a little bit more. But anyway, so found the tank and I rang up and I said, can I please come for flotation? And off I trundled and it was an incredible experience. So it's there's this big tank-like, you go into a room, really, really nicely set up, and it's the team is welcoming, and it's such a nice, calm environment that you walk into. And then there's this tank that you get into and it's filled with water and magnesium, and then you close the lid and it just goes dark. But what's interesting about this flotation is, because there are other flotation things, is that the water temperature and the air temperature is exactly the same, so you almost can't distinguish. So your body goes completely, it's like floating in space. It's so incredible to experience. And it's completely dark and then it's completely silent. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, how am I going to last for an hour? Like, my brain is just going to go wild. And actually what happens is you do start to decompress. And then suddenly an hour's up and the music's feeding you and telling you that your session's up. But what was incredible is this absolutely floating experience. So from a wellness and a unconnecting to technology, it's an absolutely brilliant experience that I really encourage. I think there are some people that won't enjoy it. I think if you're claustrophobic, most probably not. But there's so many benefits to it. So that I really encourage.
Well, Anisa, welcome to you. Lovely to have you here so early on a Monday. Have you decompressed this weekend? Are you ready to face the day?
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me in and giving me this wonderful opportunity to share our offering.
Yeah. It sounds intriguing. I've heard before, I must confess, I have heard wonderful things about this kind of sensory deprivation for the right reasons, and I've been quite curious to try, but not like Sarah, who goes and does things. I like to think about it forever.
And never do it.
Yeah, well, I'd never do anything really, except come here and talk. But how did you? Why did you invest in this kind of business?
So the concept of flotation has actually been around, I think, since the 40s.
Maybe since the womb.
That's so true.
We all start off in a flotation device.
Absolutely. Nice. I always tell people that try it for the first time that being in the flotation pod is actually one of the few places that you can experience zero gravity apart from being back in utero or going to space. So come on, guys, we're giving you the cheaper option and the easier option.
So it's like zero gravity.
It is as close to zero gravity as you're going to find on Earth.
And I can confirm it. It really does feel like you don't have that distinction of feeling like you're floating in water. So it's not like floating on top.
But
of
you are floating. It's quite deep. Yes. If you didn't float, you'd drown.
No, but it's filled with magnesium, so it lifts you.
Oh, so you don't have to keep treading water.
No.
So can I interrupt you?
Sure.
Oh, you mentioned the deep part because that's the part that causes some bit of anxiety when you're asking people, like, get into water. So the float pod is, that's what we call it, the flotation pod has water that's only 30 centimeters deep. So if you're standing, it's just above your ankles.
Okay.
So there's absolutely nothing to be afraid of.
So if you fall asleep, you're not going to drown?
No.
Okay.
So what the magic happens because of the quantity of salt that we're adding into the flotations, into the solution, into the float solution. There's actually about 500 kilograms of salt in each flotation pod.
And is this is good for you, I presume?
It's amazing for you. So the density...
Like Biltong is good for you.
Preserves you.
Well, here you're marinating in salt. So what happens is the density, the high density of the water because of the salt content is what's keeping you floating.
Okay.
So for those who are confused, you need zero skills or zero swimming experience.
Yeah.
You are basically lying flat on your back.
Yeah.
And the float solution is what keeps you buoyant.
It's like the Dead Sea.
It is the Dead Sea in Durban.
Wow. And but I'm curious as to your journey. What inspired you to go into, because this is it's a commercial business, presumably, I'm sure. And why did you choose to embark on flotation as a commercial business?
Yes. So the idea for starting up the flotation, float wellness in Durban was actually the brainchild of my late husband. He was quite a fan of Joe Rogan. I'm sure you guys have heard of Joe Rogan.
No.
And Joe Rogan's one of the quite an enthusiastic proponent of flotation therapy. Mm-hmm. A huge fan. He actually has his own flotation pod. So he speaks about it with a lot of gusto, as Joe is famous for. And he first heard about flotation through Joe Rogan. When he started researching it, it's like, oh, this piqued his interest. And he was so blown away with what it can actually do for people's health, well-being, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, that he felt like this has to be shared with our community.
So what are the benefits?
The main ones, I would say, are deep rest or relaxation and decompression of the spine, so pain management and stress management.
Yes, I want to be there right now. Is it extremely, do you have to book months in advance?
We are open 7 days a week because a lot of people, the people who need it the most, who are living the most stressful lifestyles have no excuse for not making the time, taking the time out to get to us.
Do you only have one tank?
Oh, we have two float pods on our premises.
Okay.
So if you want to come in with a friend or your partner, you are most welcome.
But you can't hold hands or talk to each other.
No,
so
you are each in us in separate rooms.
Brilliant.
Okay.
So what it actually does is it forces you to shut off, which is what we need with this current lifestyle that we're living, where we're constantly doing and not just
and it's
stopping.
An hour, you have to dedicate an hour to, you can't do a short course.
So the shortest session we offer is an hour. If you come for an hour, you're actually with us for a bit longer than an hour because we have a strict hygiene protocol where people shower before they get into the float pod, showering again when they get out. Because it's such a new experience for people and it kind of takes people out of their comfort zone, I spend quite a bit of time on during the first session explaining the process in as much detail as I can, to get people comfortable so you get the best out of your session.
It clearly is something that is intriguing, and an hour of your time. Bit longer,
I would
maybe
say
an hour and 45 minutes.
Sure. Yeah.
And it could possibly change your life, certainly change your perspective. Do people come back again?
Oh, yes. The people that I have coming back regularly are those that have chronic conditions like autoimmune conditions like fibromyalgia, where they struggle with having people touch them, like massage and the physical therapies.
And they get great relief.
So the most amazing thing about the most amazing benefit from floating is you feel after you float like you've had the best massage ever, but no one touched you.
Wow.
So people who struggle with pain find that they don't have lots of pain the day after like they would after a massage or other physical therapies.
Mm. It's now, Sarah, you went for the first time.
Yes.
What did you experience? And I'm going to look at you in the eyes and tell me truthfully.
Be honest, Sarah.
Yeah, you know what? My mind's always busy. And so I think the hour I approached it, I thought, I'm sure I can relax. I mean, let's get on with this. 30 minutes. Let's get this done and, you know, I'll be out of here and on my way. But it actually takes you that long, I think, because we're so overwhelmed with our senses, to actually relax. And so at the time, I went into a really, really deep relaxation. And so when the music comes on gently in your ears to wake you up, I can't describe it. It was pure rest that I had experienced in that hour.
Did you feel like you'd had a good sleep?
Yes, and a massage at the same time.
Wow.
It really was. So in terms of a calming pain relief, well, I didn't have any pain at that stage, but I mean, from a calming your mind and just going still, I can highly recommend it.
I was going to ask you that, and now you've answered me and you've looked me in the eye, and I believe.
Yes.
So you would highly recommend.
Yes.
Is there any caveat? I know you said if you have if you're claustrophobic, possibly.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it's presumably, what do people that give you a kind of, because I'm sure you ask people what their experience was. Do any people have negative experiences?
Okay, so can I just touch on the claustrophobia aspect before I answer this question? Quite a few people come in and think they're claustrophobic.
Mm.
A handful genuinely are. What we tell people before they float is that we just remind them that they are fully in control of closing the lid of the pod if and when they're comfortable. Mm. There's also a light inside the float pod which they have full control of as well. Mm. So that really reduces people's anxiety and stress around the claustrophobia aspect.
Okay.
Yeah. To answer your question about who would be excluded from floating, there are certain medical conditions that would exclude you from floating, like kidney problems. Because of the amount of salt in there, if you already have strained kidneys, we prefer you'd rather check with your doctor if you're coming in. Maybe certain skin conditions where there's open sores or oozing stuff like eczema, psoriasis, that kind of thing. And
do you change the water?
So the water goes through intensive filtration processes.
Oh, good. I'm just
It's difficult to change after every person because of 500 kilograms of salt in the water.
But it is filtered.
Yeah, so it's quite kept in an extremely sanitary state. There's multiple cleaning and filtration processes that it goes through.
And you have to go through a hygienic process before you get in. You can't just arrive and get
in. It's well controlled, which is marvelous. I can only imagine that there'd be a huge waiting list for this.
We are actually doing quite well. We are now in operation for, this is our 8th year, and we survived the COVID lockdown and still going strong. So
well done to
I'm
you.
Grateful nice. For that.
Nice. Whereabout is the flotation tank?
I'm based on Musgrave Road, very close to Musgrave Centre.
Easy to access from Ballito?
Yes, from anywhere in Durban, actually.
Presumably one needs to book well in advance.
Yes, please.
And how does one make a booking?
So you can call me on, should I give
yes,
my
please.
Contact? You can call me on 072-517-2116, or you can WhatsApp on that number. Have a look at our website as well. It explains the process and the do's and don'ts and the pros and cons very nicely. It's www.floatwellness.co.za.
www.floatwellness.co.za. Because this is going up as a podcast, no need to write anything down. You'll be able to listen again on demand, and all that information will be available to you. It seems like an extraordinary, if you've never had the opportunity, well, let's say you've had the opportunity, but you've never used the opportunity because you didn't know or you never gave it a thought, this might be that prompt. It might change your life. It probably will. What do you think, Sarah?
Yeah, I think it's definitely something to explore. If you're sitting in that really high, stressed out, where you just know that you're really not coping and you know you just want to unplug, then I'd highly recommend it. Or just anybody. You know, it's worth giving it a try. I think we are all overwhelmed in terms of our senses. So highly recommend.
Well, that's the world we live in, apparently. Just so much overload with information and stress and pressure and concerns about things. And we spend so little time
just
concentrating on, or not concentrating, but giving ourselves a little bit of a break. Love yourself.
Exactly.
You see, you're not supposed to be like that, but of course you are. It's important, very important, I think, in the stressful modern epoch in which we find ourselves. We've never been more, I suppose it's fair to say, people say the times have never been so hard. Well, I tell you what, we've never had it so good in terms of what is available to you.
Absolutely.
And this being exactly what we're talking about, use the opportunity. Get in touch with Anisa and her team. It sounds just too wonderful. Maybe we should go.
Yeah, guys, especially for the healing properties. Hey? And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go because then I won't look so cynical when you walk in next time.
So guys, listen, you two are invited.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Come have a float on us.
Oh, okay.
And then you can genuinely give your opinion to the
feedback.
Listeners.
Yeah. Okay, so if we never see you again, dear listener, it's because we have floated into bliss. Into bliss.
I can finally say that Dave and King K have actually done one of the Bold Heart initiatives.
Yeah, well, this is one thing that I think we can do.
No, I think we can do this one, yeah.
So there we leave it for today, but what an absolute joy. And I believe Bold Heart's taking a break now.
Yeah, so it's obviously Easter, and then I'm heading up into the mountains. I'm going on a bit of an adventure. Okay. Hopefully I come back. And then we'll go into the next season, and there's a great lineup hopefully coming along. But just to remind everyone, you know, we've chatted about adventure racing. We've chatted about lawn bowls, about youngsters getting involved and trying things new. Going and we did the penguins in this season. And Shinran Yuko, which is the foresting, getting out into nature, and now floating. So there's been a lot of options. If you haven't heard them, go and listen to the podcast. And really just, there's this great quote, and it says, "Tell me, what is it that you plan to do with your one wild, precious life?" Wow. You only get one wild, precious life.
Sure.
So what are you going to do with it? And so that's the end of series two for Bold Heart. I hope we had a message from Kuwait, actually, during the week. And they loved the supping episode from last week. And so they're off to go and sup in Kuwait. So hopefully inspire people to go and try something new.
Changing lives.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. And you heard it on The Morning Show on Radio Life and Style. The Morning Show continues.